Randall's rant after the 6:30 news. Now, I saw the headline. I don't know the story, but some executive making $100 million a year quit his job to spend time with his children or his son or something?
Yeah, his daughter, his 10-year-old daughter, because she gave him this list and, hey, you know, look at all the things that you missed out on over the last year because you were at work. And he felt terrible. He felt, you know, really guilty. So he walked away from his high-paying job.
Oh, well, that's cool. And so it's going to be part of your rant this morning?
Yeah. You know, does having a lot of money make you, you know, a good parent type of thing?
Yeah. Well, he sounds like he's on his way to being one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not sure if he was before.
$100 million.
I know. Well, here's the thing. You pay me $100 million a year, I work 1 month. And then quit and I'll spend time with anybody's kids you want. They don't even have to be my own.
Watch when he finds out she's a holy terror. God, yes. I wish I was back at work.
You know you're stupid. You poor, pathetic bonehead. You've been a
bonehead. I got a boner.
Doc and Woody think it's funny.
It's time for boneheads.
Bonehead.
All right, our nominee today comes from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Charles V. Augusto led the cops on a chase when they stopped him for a traffic infraction. He didn't want to deal with the cops because he was on probation for meth possession.
Ooh.
Yeah, you could go back to jail for that sort of thing.
There's a model citizen.
Yeah, so he thought, well, I don't want to deal with this. So he bolted in his car, leaving the cops on a chase at speeds topping 100 miles per hour.
Whoa.
During the pursuit, the hood actually ripped off his car. He was going so fast, forcing the cops to back off for safety, and that allowed Charles to stop his car, take off on foot. He hid in some bushes, and he hid very well. Actually, they could not see him. But the cops got out of their cars, and they searched on foot. And even though Charles was well hidden, the cops pretty much walked right up to his hiding place and said, all right, come on out of there. You know why? You know how they knew he was there? That morning, he had applied so much cologne that you could smell him for miles.
One of those guys.
Yeah. So he's in the bushes. You can't see him, but man, that shrub shouldn't smell like high karate.
Or Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Yeah. Old Spice. Oops.
I know you're in there, buddy.
Just one more reason to back off on the cologne, pal. Is this guy the bonehead of the week? We'll find out on Friday here on the Doc and Woody Show at 6:11.
It's been at the top.